It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We begin today with more bad news. The Russian assault on Ukraine expanded Friday with reports of new attacks in western parts of the country, in Lutsk and Ivano-Frankivsk. Listeners of the Nicole Sandler Show know that I've been in constant contact with a woman named Tatiana. She's the owner of the top-rated hostel in Kyiv, who escaped the city last week and had been staying in a crowded apartment in what she described as a tiny remote village. I had asked her to show me on a map her location. So when I awoke this morning, I realized that this new Russian attack was in that same area. And my fears were realized when she replied to my worried inquiry, saying, quote, "Yes, we had an air raid alert today, 1 hour and 30 minutes. We are now moving to the city." At the same time, satellite imagery indicates that the Russian convoy outside of Kyiv is maneuvering in possible preparation for a new push against the capital. And the Putin regime is calling for foreign fighters to join them in the war zone and the relentless attacks on cities, including Mariupol, the site of the maternity hospital that was bombed, continue. The mayor describing the situation there as Armageddon. The United Nations Human Rights Office said Friday that it has received credible reports of Russia using cluster bombs in cities, including Kharkiv, which could constitute war crimes. Almost 2.5 million refugees have now fled Ukraine since February 24th, according to the United Nations. More than 80,000 civilians left urban areas under Russian siege over the past 2 days alone. Meanwhile, Putin's propaganda offensive continues. The UN Security Council will meet today, Friday, at Russia's request to discuss its allegations that Washington is carrying out, quote, military biological activities in Ukrainian territory. The White House has denied the Russian allegations and accused Moscow of planning a possible false flag attack. And reports of some progressive members of Congress falling for the fake narrative are quite disconcerting. As Russia's invasion of Ukraine now enters its third week, the UN Human Rights Office is reporting that 516 civilians have been killed, including 37 children. A senior U.S. military officer said as many as 4,000 Russian troops have also died. And this breaking Friday morning, the Iran nuclear talks have been indefinitely suspended after Moscow objected to participating while subject to new sanctions imposed after its invasion of Ukraine. Negotiators say a deal had been imminent. Here at home, the Senate on Thursday night passed a $1.5 trillion spending bill that will keep the federal government funded through September and avert a partial shutdown ahead of a deadline looming today. The bill, which now goes to President Biden for his signature, does include $14 billion in humanitarian, military, and economic aid for Ukraine as it tries to defend itself against this Russian invasion. The approval of this package marked an end to a string of short-term fixes that Congress has used to keep the government agencies running since the new fiscal year began in October. Republicans touted the bill's 6% increase in defense spending. Democrats called it a win, noting that it included a 7% increase for health, education, and other non-defense spending. And, oh yes, it did reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act. But there's lots of bad news out there. Prices rose faster last month and were up 7.9% compared with last year, especially for food, electricity, and housing. And those numbers don't yet factor in the full cost of the war in Ukraine, which is expected to push costs even higher. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Americans should prepare for a year of, quote, uncomfortably high inflation and surging gas and commodity prices linked in part to the war. Well, Friday, today, marks 2 years since the World Health Organization declared the COVID-19 outbreak a pandemic. Since then, official reports through the end of 2021 show that 6 million people worldwide have died directly due to COVID-19. Researchers estimate in a new study that the global pandemic death toll is actually 3 times higher than that. Some of this excess mortality may have been missed in official counts due to the lack of diagnostic or reporting resources. As for masking, most counties across the U.S. have rolled back requirements or lifted mandates. Only 2% of Americans, that's about 7 million people, live in a county where the CDC still recommends universal indoor masking. And finally, play ball.
Oh.
Major League Baseball reached a tentative collective bargaining agreement with the MLB Players Association after a 99-day lockout. This ends baseball's second longest work stoppage and will make it possible to open spring training camps this Sunday and hold a full 162-game season beginning April 7th. Play ball indeed. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.
1, 2, 3, strike, you're out. That's the old ball.